is a great day.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So the hot gossip today does include the Olympics. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not really talking about the Olympics. I'm talking about the performers at the opening ceremony. Celine Dion returned to the stage at the 2024 Olympic opening ceremony in Paris singing Edith Piaf's Le Hymne à l'amour. Take a listen. Wow. Just wow. It was amazing. Also performing earlier, Lady Gaga wowed the audience with her performance of the cabaret hit Mon Truc en Plume in French. Gojira delivered a rock and opera performance dedicated to liberty. And Beyonce also surprised viewers with a video of her Yaya remix and was joined by Team USA athletes for the 2-minute clip that aired on Friday evening. Oh, by the way, is Lady Gaga engaged? She introduced her boyfriend, Michael Polanski, as her fiance. At Marvel's Comic-Con panel, it was revealed who is going to be returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but not as a hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, as proof of the unimaginable possibilities in the Marvel multi-universe, we give you the one person who could play Victor Von Doom.
New mask, same task. What can I tell you? I like playing complicated characters.
Yeah, he's going to be Dr. Doom in possibly the next two Avengers films. And speaking of, Deadpool and Wolverine opened with $205 million at the domestic box office, making it the 8th biggest opening of all time. And it also set the record for biggest opening for an R-rated movie. And by the way, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively welcomed their 4th child, and he confirmed in an Instagram post that baby Olin is a boy. Nicole Eggert, who revealed her breast cancer diagnosis in January, announced that after treatment, her doctors have found no detectable cancer. She's the one from Baywatch, the little blonde. Billy Joel brought out Axl Rose for 3 songs at his 150th and final Madison Square Garden residency show. And in Slim Shady versus Marshall Mathers, The Face Off, a digital short, Eminem faces off against his alter ego, Slim Shady. So take a listen.
You're like Cartman, Family Guy. Like, you can't be canceled. Every other week on TikTok, Gen Z discovers you on Monday and cancels me on Tuesday.
Serious question. When did you start self-identifying as a little
All right, it's just bleeped the whole way through. So anyway, the teaser shows Slim returning from 2002 to roast modern day Eminem. And a dirt alert. Y'all, Justin Timberlake's lawyer says Justin was not intoxicated during last month's DUI arrest. Justin will appear virtually in court on Friday. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?